Okay, injury wise, we had Dominique Rogers Cromartie with the shoulder, Omar Bolden with a concussion, and Kevin Vickerson with the hip. Those guys all left during the game, did not return. So, well, we're out, you know, at the end of the game. good, hard, tough football game. You know, really good first half for us, really good second half for them. And, you know, back and forth in the overtime. I thought we had a shot, really felt confident we were going to pull it out. They ended up, you know, making a play there at the end and getting the field goal up and won the game. So it was really a tale of two halves for us. You know, we forced turnovers and jumped on them early, and then they forced turnovers and jumped on us in the second half, and it was a back and forth affair. A good football game, two good teams. You know, we'll deal with this and learn what we can out of it, and get ourselves ready. Turn our attention to our divisional contest next week on the road in Kansas City. So, question:
how difficult will it be to put behind when you're up 24-0 at halftime? You let it get away.
Yeah, I think regardless of how it goes down, you know, you've got to move on. That's what we do in this business. And, you know, it definitely will sting on the ride home. But, you know, all you can do is learn the lessons that are there to be learned and move forward.
Jeff, did they do anything specifically with your defense?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like looking at what did we do in the first half. You know, we turned the ball over. We're forced turnovers in the first half. They forced turnovers in the second half, you know, and you know, they did a couple things. We're playing a lot of tight covers. They did a couple things with pick routes and wheel routes and things to try and take advantage of some of that. You know, but it's not anything that we weren't expecting. Not anything that we didn't handle better in the first half. But ultimately, they made enough plays. They got a little momentum going. They made it a game. We're right there at the end with a chance to win the game. And you know, we're just, you know, probably 5 yards short of where we needed to get to have a realistic shot of making a field goal. But that's what it was.
Did Matt say you couldn't?
I didn't talk to Matt. I talked to Jeff. Okay. And I asked Jeff, I said, are we in range? And he said, no. I said, you know, I even said field goal here. He said, no. You know, really don't think we can make this kick here. So it was tempting because it was close, but I think, you know.
Do you think you're going for, you know, offense, 4th and 8 there?
Not 4th and 8. Not really 4th and 8. 4th and anything shorter. It just was right out of the area where we'd be wanting to take that shot. I mean, you know, you're in overtime. It's now at a sudden death point. We both had the ball. You know, to go for a 4th and 8 right there, just didn't feel right. In fact, I think everything worked out just fine. We just had a kind of a fluke play at the end, or we got the ball back with one last shot to go win the thing. So we had our chances, and we had our opportunities.
It wasn't just the turnovers in the first half. You were manhandling them up front on both sides. And then the second half, what adjustments did they make?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, I'd have to look at it to be able to address that specifically. I thought our lines played pretty well all night. I thought we ran the ball well all night. I mean, No'Shawn ran for over 200 yards, right? So that's pretty good performance. You know, typically when you run like that, get that kind of productivity, you're going to win the ball game.
How challenging, I guess, particularly in overtime, was the wind both for that kicking decision and then just in the passing game?
Well, it was a factor in that, you know, if we had the other direction, those 5 yards, we may have had an opportunity with those 5 yards. So that certainly ended up being to their advantage.
What about passing? Is it harder to go that way?
Maybe a little bit. I felt like the passing, you know, kind of was, you know, all night. I thought it was, you know, it was affected a little bit, but I thought both teams threw the ball well enough throughout the night that it wasn't, you know, completely detrimental to what direction. You know, if you were going against the wind, it wasn't detrimental. I mean, you could still throw the ball, just a little bit tougher maybe.
Jack, you talked about dominating the run game there with No'Shawn. Did you feel like in the second half at all that you needed to run it more than perhaps you did, that you gave up somewhat on the run?
Again, I feel like Adam and Peyton and our staff, the things that they do, I think we generate a lot of offense. We move the ball. We score points. We came up a little bit short tonight, but I'm not going to start to question how we go about our business.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Thank you.